WCNO, Palm City.
The title of today's show is, Where Do You Want to Go? The Breath of God with Richard Sodd. Good morning, Richard Sodd. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Red. I'm doing awesome. Just having a great day here.
And what is it that you love to tell people?
I love to tell people that there's a great God, that God loves you so much, and He sincerely has a wonderful plan for your life, specific plan. You know, nobody's got your fingerprints. You look at your hand, those are unique prints. Nobody else has them. God's trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you that you're special to Him. You're not a cookie from a cookie cutter. No, you're His precious son, His precious daughter, and He loves you so much that He gave His only son for you. He gave Himself for you because He loves you so much. You know, and what we're going to talk about today is, where do you want to go today? You know, there was one guy, his name was Jonah many years ago, and God told him, hey, I want you to go to this city named Nineveh, and I want you to tell them about me, how much I love them. They're all going the wrong way, and they don't know any better, but you go and tell them. Tell them how much I love them. Well, guess what? Jonah didn't want to go. So he got on the boat. He went the opposite direction. He went to a place called Tarsus. Not to Nineveh, where God told him, but the exact opposite direction, to Tarsus. I guess maybe if you're like me, sometimes you've gone to Tarsus. You've gone the opposite direction, right? Maybe you have and maybe you haven't, but I have. I've gone the wrong way before. Well, anyway, Jonah started heading to Tarsus. A big, huge storm comes up the boat, you know, it's rocking the boat, and they all think they're going to die. So Jonah admits that it's his fault, because he's disobeyed God. That's why we're having this storm, and that's why we're about ready to sink. And so they showed their great appreciation for his honesty by picking him up and throwing him overboard. So Jonah, God had prepared this huge fish. It swallowed Jonah, and then Jonah went on the whale express. The whale, Jonah inside the whale's belly, sincerely repented. You know, that's when you decide to, you've been going one way, God, I'm going to go a different way. I'm going to go your way, God. So he actually did that, and the whale barfed him up, vomited him up on the beach. Ha ha, guess what beach it was? Yep, you got it. It was Nineveh. So, you know, the people in Nineveh, they had a fish god that they worshipped. Well, here was Nineveh looking like just out of a fish, so they listened to him intently, and they all gave their hearts to God. And so my question to you is,
the people of Nineveh repented.
They sure did.
Now you got to understand, he spent 3 days. Remember how Jesus, this is a foreshadowing of Jesus, he spent 3 days in the belly of that whale. Well, they say when he spit him out, because of the acids that digest fish and stuff, that he probably came out looking with white hair and white face and white skin, probably scared the heck out of him, probably thought he was some sort of a ghost or apparition.
I think you're right about that. I have heard that.
Yeah.
That's totally.
And but he told them they needed to repent, and then they repented. And he was mad.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'd forgotten about that. He was angry. He was angry because he said, I knew that you would forgive him, God. I knew that you were a loving God and you would forgive him. So, yeah, but Jonah didn't love him, but God loved them. Sometimes, you know, God will even use anybody. He used a donkey one time.
So don't hang out with religious people. Just understand, God loves you no matter what.
Yeah, that reminds me of another story. There was a guy that his father, he had a wealthy father. This is a shadow of Jesus. He had a healthy father, and he said to his father, God. There were two brothers. One of the brothers said, God. He said to his father, Father, give me my inheritance. Let me have what's mine. And so the father gave him his inheritance early, and he went out and lived it up, or down, I should say. You know, he had a great time doing all kinds of horrible, bad things.
Wine, women, and song.
Just like today, that's what he was doing. And just like today, guess what happened? His money ran out. And all his friends disappeared when his money ran out. And so he had, finally, he got hungry, nothing to eat. He found himself eating food, ready to eat the food of the pigs that he was feeding.
So he got a job working for another man. and he's feeding their pigs. Yeah, and he said, my father's slaves eat better than these. They eat better than these pigs.
That's right. And you know, for a person of his culture, feeding pigs was just a very horrible thing to do. Finally, he came to his senses and he went back to his father. And as he's heading back to his homeland, he's considering, pondering what he's going to say to his father. He's got it all prepared. You know, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you. Just make me like one of your servants from now on. It says that when he approached, his father saw him a long way off. And his father went running toward him. And he said, Father, and the Lord, he said, Father, I've sinned against heaven and sinned against you. And he didn't, you know what? His father didn't let him say the next sentence. Make me as one of your servants. The father said, bring a robe, bring a ring, you know, kill the fatted calf. You know, the ring, the sign of the family authority, the robe, a sign of being righteous and clean, you know, and killing the fatted calf is for celebration and partying. You know, and God is like that for you, my dear friend. He was like that for me. He's waiting. He's every day looking out. Will we come home? Will we come back? You know, and when we make the first half step, he comes running toward us. That's the heart of the Father toward you. He loves you so much, you know. And so, I've got a question for you. You know, before we end this broadcast, I want to ask you something real quick, my dear friend. If you were to die right now, do you know for sure that you would go to heaven for positive? Do you know that? You know? And you could say yes or you could say no. If you said yes, I guess I would ask you, why do you think you'd go to heaven? And think now, why would you go to heaven if you'd want to go? You know, I've talked to people who've done just awesome, wonderful things, much better things than I've done, you know.
Well, why won't that get them into heaven?
That's a great question. Because God is holy. You know, and his holiness demands judgment. You know, just like if a person had killed a bunch of people and appeared before the judge, and he said, Judge, have mercy on me. Even if it was the judge's son, the judge would want to have mercy on him, but justice would demand that the wrong be punished. You can't come into holy God's presence covered in sin. If I've been draining the oil in my car, you know, and my hands are all covered with oil, wet oil, and I look and I see a spot on my trousers, a drop of oil, and I try and wipe it off. Guess what? My trousers are not going to be clean. They're just going to get even more dirty because I'm dirty. How can I clean myself? You know? And so, but God made a provision because of his love. God so loved the world. He so loved you, so loved me, so loved us that he gave himself, his only son. He came to the earth in the form of Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus, the Word, and the Word became flesh. God himself became flesh and dwelt among us, lived a holy, perfect life, no sin. You know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the Lord while he can be found, and call upon him while he's near. My dear friend, God is near to you right now. He's so close to you right now.
Why don't you lead them in a prayer right now? Somebody's in their car, or somebody's listening at home. Somebody could be listening in prison, and they want to know Jesus. They're willing to admit now that better for God to rule their lives than for them to run their lives. And they're on the throne, and they want to step off the throne and say, I'm going to abdicate the throne. I'm not God. There is a God, and I'm not him. And I'd like him to rule and reign in my life and change me as you want to. So lead them in a prayer right now, if you would, okay?
All right. So first I'm going to pray for you guys. I'm going to pray for, you know, Father, I just pray for this dear listener right now. Lord, you're just touching their heart, Lord. You love them so much. You got a great plan for their life, Lord. I pray you bless them, God. God, bless them. God, bless them. Bless them. Everyone that can hear my voice right now. Father, I pray you bless them with peace and a long life, Lord. Help them in their current situations, Lord. And Father, I pray, I ask you, God in heaven, if my dear friend, my dear listener here doesn't know you as absolute Lord and Master, that right now that they would do so. They would pray after you right now. You pray right now after me. You pray, you say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Lord, forgive me for my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
I accept the work that you did on the cross.
I accept the work that you did on the cross.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
And that you rose from the dead.
And that you did rise from the dead.
And right now, Lord Jesus.
And right now, Lord Jesus.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
You do with it whatever you want to.
Do with it whatever you want to.
I just, from now on, declare.
From now on, declare.
That Jesus Christ is my Lord.
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
I love you, God. Help me, Father. I love you, God.
Yep.
Amen.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
That's it. That's it. If you prayed that prayer with sincerity, and you know what? I believe you did. God in heaven has heard you, and all heaven's rejoicing, having a party right now. And you know what? If you ever mess up, if I ever mess up, if you ever mess up, always run to God. Don't run away from Him. God bless you, my dear friend. You have a God-blessed day. This is just the beginning. Find a wonderful Bible-based church. Go there. Tell the pastor what you've done, that you've made Jesus your Lord. Grow in grace. I'll see you here, or I'll see you there in heaven. Love you.
Ain't it time you came home to Jesus? Weary traveler, oh, so alone. Only he can pick up the pieces. Only Jesus knows the way back home. Come home, come home. He's the name above all names. Come home, oh sinner, come home. Those who call him, they shall be saved. All your life you've been searching, searching for a love that's true. He is here, and he's waiting. With open arms, he's waiting for you. If people want to get in touch with you, Richard, how do they do that? Do you have an email address?
I have an email and I have a phone. My email address is Rich Soud. My first name is Richard, so it's RichSoud at gmail.com. And that's my email address. My telephone, I will give you my number. My telephone number is 904-993-9891. That's 904-993-9891. Send me a text message telling me that you just gave your life to Jesus by hearing the radio show, and I'll be just honored to answer you. And we'll see what great things that God does. If you got a Bible, in the New Testament, look up the book of John, St. John, and you read that book. God, that book of John. God's got great things for you. Love you, my friend. Talk to you later.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.